Gross.
I don't know why everybody else does this.
I put them directly into the trash can and decide that I'm never going to speak of them again.
Literally throwing up in my mouth right now.
So hello, children and internet humans.
Hello, gentle viewers. Gentle listeners.
This is
hello.
Video Games Taco, for those of you unaware, for the video games of the tacos.
Or Taco of the Vampire.
Whoa. Is it Halloween or Christmas? I don't even know anymore.
It's the nightmare before Christmas.
Uh-oh. So what's up, guys? How you been? We're in the same room.
We are in the same room.
It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah. This is really exciting. Melissa, look at that carpet square.
Look at it.
Okay, I'm
it's a rectangle. It's a rectangle.
Why are we looking at the carpet square?
Because that's adorable.
The cute one.
It's adorable.
Isn't it cute?
It is cute.
It's just like up there.
You have to be a very skinny child to use that as a nap time carpet square.
You really do. Or like a story
time. A fetus, really. You'd have to be a fetus.
Do fetuses have nap times?
Yeah, their entire life is nap time. I mean, not the whole thing, but as a fetus, fetusing.
So we went to a party with lots of cookies.
Yeah, I made a lot of cookies yesterday.
I ate a lot of cookies yesterday.
I also ate a lot of cookies. And we got our glamour shots done.
We got glamour shots. We're going to put them all over the internet when we get them back.
It's been a very festive visit so far.
It really has.
Christmas. I have a Christmas spirit. I caught it for the first time ever this year. I also caught some kind of illness, which I think might be Christmas spirit side effects.
Yeah.
Sad that Christmas spirit would come with all that mucus.
Christmas spirit may cause internal bleeding.
It's not really music. Music.
Music.
It's not music.
It's
or
mucus.
It's mostly just itchy, terrible, like my head is all floating in bumps.
Generally, I would think that would be cool, but.
Yeah. If I was like on drugs, I'm sure I would love it, but you know, I'm all sober and shit. That's okay. I'm glad that we partied hard and the world didn't end.
We did. Yeah. We decorated like 8,000 cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including lots of Boba Fetts.
I baked a lot of 8,000 cookies.
Yeah. Star Wars cookies happened.
Yoda. Yep. Yoda was happening.
And one of my friends from France decided to...
One of my many friends that I have from France.
You know.
I am
the only
cultured.
Person. The only person I have ever met that is from France.
Who's from France?
Amy's roommate.
Yeah.
Amy's roommate?
Amy's roommate.
Oh,
she decided to put her own...
For sure, everybody. I'm
like,
Amy's roommate.
Like, oh my God.
Check out my sweet ghetto blaster.
I teased my hair. Do you like it?
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
She decided to take the creative approach to decorating the Star Wars cookies that I made. She turned a Yoda head into a bird.
I saw that. I was wondering what that was.
I think it was a stormtrooper head that she had turned upside down and made it into like a businessman. And it had a tie. And it was really cute. And then there was like a Boba Fett that was bleeding out of his eyes, which was kind of disturbing. But
yeah.
Christmas! It's Christmas.
Christmas!
So cookies happened. I baked a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
And then I drank a lot.
We had glug.
There was glug.
And we had rum and cider.
Mm-hmm.
And eggnog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tequila. Oh, no, that was today.
I had a bunch of absinthe and beer.
Together at once?
Kind of. Ooh. I was drinking a beer and then somebody asked for some absinthe. And so I prepared them some absinthe, but it wouldn't all fit in the glass.
How do you prepare absinthe?
You pour a shot of absinthe into a glass. Mm-hmm. And then you put an absinthe spoon over top, which is a spoon that has little slots cut into it.
Okay.
And it's like a flattened type of spoon.
Okay.
And then you put a sugar cube on top of the spoon and pour ice water
over it. So far this
it.
Sounds like you're about to shoot up. Go on.
Yeah, it really does. But you pour ice water over the sugar cube until it is very, very close to
holy shit,
being
this
completely
is like a
broken
ritual.
Down.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's delicious also.
You'll have to make me one later because I've never had it before.
It's really good.
Do you like the black licorice?
No.
It's more of an anise thing. Won't. Yeah, you probably won't like it. Yeah. But
even gross. With the sugar?
It's very delicious.
Yeah, even with the sugar.
I love it.
I love sugar.
I love it so much.
Maybe if you use a lot of sugar.
It would have to be a lot of sugar.
When I used to drink it, when I used to drink absinthe back in high school... And shortly thereafter,
with
like,
my many French friends,
you know,
with in France, an 80s roommate.
I mentioned how cosmopolitan I am, you guys.
Yeah, I just travel all the time, and I guess people listening can't tell that I'm flipping my hair over my shoulder when I say that.
Wants to travel, all the
travel all the time. Travel we used to just all the time.
We used to just drink absinthe straight, and it was terrible.
I wonder if I could do that whole ritual, but with like rum.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why do you have to do it with absinthe?
Yeah, yeah. You could probably do it with something else. I cannot guarantee anything. But, yeah.
So how you guys been doing? What have you been up to besides the partying?
Oh, I just want to mention that this party got so wild that we broke out Get Lamp.
Yeah, we totally watched Get Lamp.
The documentary about interactive fiction. This is a fucking crazy party, you guys.
I had passed out before that.
I could not tell if I was just super drunk or if that movie is really only like a half an hour long.
I don't remember how long
I thought
it was
like 2.5 hours long.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe I was I don't know. There
maybe
was
there was a separate interactive version and a non-interactive.
Yeah, we watched the blah, blah, blah. We watched the interactive virgin.
The interactive virgin. That's a game
is
I want to play.
Is she friends with 80s roommate?
She's also friends with your boyfriend who is not old enough for sex and yet he's 30.
Yes. Oh, I found out my boyfriend was a child prostitute.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. That's...
I asked him how he got started, and he said, I was out in the rain.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Sorry. We're
virtual boyfriends.
What were we? Emily was talking about.
Oh, yeah. We watched the interactive version, but I think maybe there was a thing that you were supposed to enter a choice or something, and none of us were really... sober enough to notice that was a thing.
Hmm.
I don't know. Stuff, things, butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reminded again last night that the stupid guy still has the Star Wars cabinet that he's had since August that he said he was going to repair. That stupid guy. And that just makes me rage.
I hate him. Because so
I just want to play video games, you guys.
Right?
That's all I did today and yesterday.
Yeah.
I have discovered Skyrim.
Yes. About freaking time.
I'm like, Kevin, don't let me play this for more than 5 hours. And then suddenly it was like 5 hours in like one minute. And then
Melissa
I kept playing.
Melissa wanted to move the recording studio into the living room so she could continue to play Skyrim.
Well, I have lots of missions to accomplish.
You're only going
to
get more.
And I spent a lot of time alchemizing things today.
Good. You should build up your enchanting. As fast as you can.
I should do that.
Because there is a lot of worthless shit that you get in the beginning that is enchanted that you can learn the enchantments from. And then once you start finding better gear, you can enchant it.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Stuff. I ran into that problem. Yeah, I ran into that problem. But then I played another 700 hours of it and it wasn't a problem anymore. So cool. What have you guys been playing other than Skyrim?
Oh, man. I played a lot of the way through the story mode of Persona 4 Arena.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
So it's a fighting game?
Really like
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Thank you. That is exactly what
I was reading
about.
Your mind.
I saw you. You were invading my brain.
Yeah.
So it's a fighting game?
It's a fighting game where you play as like Persona 4 characters and can have them kick the shit out of each other. I was mostly interested in story mode. Because I'm a button masher. I'm not a fighting game person. And
me too.
That's how you win fighting games.
Except for Bomberman. I play Bomberman in battle mode.
Oh, really?
Rather than story mode.
Nice.
I find story mode to be lacking. But
what
go
is the
on.
Story of Bomberman?
He's got to go around. It depends on which one you're in, but you're going around, you're blowing things up, you're trying to cross a river. I don't think so. He should.
Yeah,
maybe
he
does. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
Oh, he's looking for love.
In all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places. With bombs.
So
the wrong places and the wrong way to find love.
So this Persona game, is it PC? Is it a console?
It is on the PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Oh, Jenny is my French friend.
I was like, toi? Two? You're playing the PlayStation 2?
Toi.
Oh.
Une de toi.
Trey.
tray. Yeah, I have my tray table up. Yeah.
She's preparing for a safe landing.
I am preparing. I'm always prepared for a safe landing because I was a Girl Scout.
Good for you. I had an emergency landing last week on my way to Charlotte. 45 minutes in the air, and then all of a sudden the pilot came on. He was like, system down.
What?
Returning to field. And then all of a sudden the plane just like dipped down really fast, and then they landed, and we were back where we were, which was weird since we had been flying around for 45 minutes. That's so what the fuck were we doing? Yeah, American Airlines.
That's really scary.
Sorry, back to Persona.
Oh, yeah. So I played through story mode, and this was like an hour of cutscene for every like 30 seconds of fighting.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
Another reason I don't play Bomberman story mode. Go on.
Yeah. Which, that's kind of what you have to expect from the Persona games, because that's how like the RPG was.
Oh, I see.
I was around for a little bit of Jenny playing Persona 4, and there was apparently some point where a girl just kept screaming, "It got in my mouth!"
Oh, that was Borderlands 2.
Oh, never mind.
I was using a gun that makes you be slagged all the time, and that's one thing that she's...
You're using a gun that makes you suck cock all the time?
Yes. It's a super powerful weapon against men.
It's the gun that does that, honest. I'm not really a slut. I just use this gun.
It's the gun's enchantment, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Then all of a sudden, cocks, cocks, cocks.
Yeah. She's like, "It's in my mouth. Oh my God, you guys, it's in my mouth." And I swear that she had never said that. I'd never heard her say that before until you were in the room like trying to work.
Yeah.
And I was like conscious of how many times she was yelling that it was in her mouth. She also says that something smells like piss and nachos.
Yeah.
But not as often as she says it's in her mouth.
I'm kind of sad that wasn't Persona 4 now.
What have you been playing, Emily?
A lot. I've been taking notes.
Ooh.
I've been taking the notes.
Did you take them in French?
No, it's in...
How about Lithuanian?
Chicken scratch. It's in the language that I call chicken scratch.
Oh, le scratché de poulet.
Swedish chef language.
The Swedish.
There's a Swedish guy, at least one Swedish guy who listens to us. We should offend him.
Okay. Those Swedes, they're so blonde.
God. They're like,
that's really offensive.
They like avoid confrontation and shit. Or is that the Swiss?
The Swiss.
I'm
definitely
a stupid
the
American.
Mm.
Okay, so things I've been playing. I downloaded on the iOS, Nightly Adventure.
Ooh.
There are apparently all I gathered from it was that there are lots of loading screens and ridiculous jokes. For instance, why did the king go to the dentist?
I don't know.
Why?
To get his teeth crowned.
Oh!
But it's basically, you know, it's like an RPG, but it's the shitty build a town Farmville-esque. Mm. Which I say shitty, but I'm so still addicted to Simpsons Tapped Out.
I am so addicted. I can't stop playing it. Now there's Santa coins to collect.
Yeah, and I reached a level cap, and I'm still playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo-hoo. I haven't reached the level cap. I'm only at like level 18 or 19.
I think after the holidays, they're going to raise it again.
I just downloaded Middle Manager of Justice,
mm-hmm.
which is, have you guys played that at all?
No, but
no,
do you like move paper around and fax people?
It's apparently like the Simpsons Tapped Out kind of thing, except it's a Double Fine game,
ooh.
Which is the only reason I'm even trying it.
Right.
I love Double Fine.
Double Fine
it's
rules.
On the phone?
Yeah, and so the gimmick, I like just fired this up before we left for Manuel's, but the gimmick is that you are the middle manager of like a superhero company,
mm-hmm.
and you start out and it's this really shitty superhero company, so you have enough money to hire one shitty superhero
is
out
it
of your choice of three.
Greatest American Hero?
What's Greatest American Hero?
Oh, God. I can't be dating myself. You're not that much younger than me.
I'm probably just culturally out of the loop.
It was in the early 80s. This guy with like frizzy, curly blonde hair. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. That was like the song for it.
Hmm.
Okay, well, go on.
Okay. What was I talking about?
The superhero.
Oh, the superhero.
You can only hire one shitty one. And I said, yeah. Greatest American Hero.
Oh, and I said, what? What are you? Is that like
and then I said,
what was it? Face Vulture?
True Vulture.
True Vulture.
Somebody tried to convince me that True Vulture meant like, hell yeah. And was trying to get me to use this. This is back in the late 90s. So, if that means anything in college.
Yeah, vultures were really big back then. There was that all vulture girl band.
Listen.
Republica.
Moving on. We're moving back to the middle manager.
Right. That's all I know about this
okay.
game. I played
That's
it for like 2 seconds.
Back to you, Em.
Okay. Let's see. I have a million pages.
Woo.
I already talked about some
wow,
of this stuff.
Oh, you got a lot of notes.
We have zero notes.
I can talk, yeah.
Jenny
I can talk about
I have
the,
zero
series,
notes.
The now seriously dated opinions about Galloping Ghost Arcade in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so awesome.
So fun.
Awesome.
God. Splatterhouse is still hard as fuck is one of my notes.
I played a lot of Rygar.
Mm. Oh, also, Space Jam Pinball is disappointing.
Mm. Oh.
I started playing Don't Starve.
Oh, yeah. I played some of that, too.
Tell me about it. What
it
is it?
It is very good. It is kind of Minecraft-y, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. not. Like, it's basically you're a dude, and the blah, 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 blah. The goal of the game is to not starve. Obviously. Mm-hmm. And also, you don't want to get killed by things.
Yeah.
You go around during the day. There are day and night cycles, similar to Minecraft. And you go around, you pick up tools, you make things out of other things. You gather flint and wood mm-hmm. and then make an axe so that you can mine stuff. And
how is it different from Minecraft?
It is...
It's 2D.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like a top. It's kind of top down ish.
Okay,
it's similar to Binding of Isaac, which you haven't played shit.
Deathspank. Think Deathspank.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So you gather all these materials. You build a camp. You have to have a campfire. It
yeah.
warns you just before it's nighttime. There's this twilight
yeah.
period where you have to build a camp with a fire.
Monsters come out at night.
Monsters come out, which they're mostly. I think at this point, I've only run into spiders. But I think
Jesus Christ!
I think once you get
I don't know why everybody wants
in
to.
Every game.
But the spiders. Okay, but the spiders in Don't Starve are really fucking cute. Like really cute. It's
all right.
ridiculous.
I'll have
cute.
To, all I'll
of
have the, to
the
see
art
this.
Style is
I've never
really
seen
awesome.
A cute spider.
Yeah. I like it
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, the art style's great.
Yeah. So you can like build a thing where it lets you research different things and
yeah.
and so you can build them better. Like you can make
better
axe and better traps and
yeah.
better fire.
Hunger
I don't know if you need to research
for
fire.
Hunger is more of a deal than it is in Minecraft.
Okay.
Like your
yeah
yeah the attention that you have to pay
you,
to getting
yeah
food.
You need to eat and it gets to the point where you can make a razor
mm-hmm.
and you can grow a beard over the course of several days and then you can
even
shave
if you're
it
a
off
female?
No you can only be a male there's
Lame.
Only one character but you shave off your beard which I guess I could make a female character where you shave off your leg hair
yeah
but
you
shave
squat,
off your beard
you squat
and
use
you put
a
it
knife.
You put it into this machine
huh
yeah weird
you put the beard into your machine
you put the beard
a
hair
machine?
Into a machine
huh.
and it creates an effigy so that the next time you die
oh.
you can respawn there
as your own beard hair
yeah
you can come back to life
it's like,
as your own beard
like
hair
it's like creating
it's
stem
like
cells
Who.
Of your of clones of yourself
wow.
out of yeah
I was gonna build a new riff for a while out of all the riff hair in the bathroom you could do it
yeah
okay
Don't Starve is really fun I like it a lot I like the art style a lot the waves are my favorite part because they're like that weird old school like play layering
mm.
where like they move back and forth
and is it PC
I have it via Steam so
okay.
I think you might be able to get it on Mac too
Sweet.
But I've been playing
it
on PC
on Chrome
Nice.
Back when it was a beta, and then could not play it because my computer was too shitty.
Blah.
So I am enjoying being able to play it on my new shiny laptop.
Nice.
Yeah, I got it as I don't know if they're still doing it, but they had this two-for-one thing going on where you gave them $12 and they gave you two copies of the game so you could give it to one of your friends.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's so, what I did.
Yeah, so Zach got
you
it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who'd you give it to?
Not you.
Dun, dun, dun. What the hell?
This just got awkward.
This is awkward.
Oh. I shouldn't have said anything.
I told Zach about it, and he got it and gave me his other copy. So, yay.
Aww.
Oh. Just make Kevin get it, or get it for Kevin, and then be like, "Oh, now I have one for myself too! Yay!
Yeah,
yay.
That's true.
It's only $12. I mean, and it's you could split the cost if you need to.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
cool. Speaking of beta, there is this game called Fairies versus Darklings that was totally obsessed with about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
and then it was in beta, and you could play it in a browser and fun. It was through Atari, actually. Mm. And then they made it so that you could only play it through Facebook, which is another reason why I'm anti-Facebook. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They just want to know everything about you.
Moving on.
Demographics.
Moving on.
What else? I've been playing Guild Wars 2 more.
Guild Wars 2.
I made it to the level that I quit WoW at.
Oh, wow.
At which I quit WoW.
How many levels are there?
I liked how you moved the preposition from the end of the sentence. That was awesome.
That was good.
I try and keep it classy.
How many levels are there in Guild Wars? What's
I have no idea. I think Zach just got to the level cap in WoW, which I think is 80 or 90 now.
I think it might be up to 90.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's getting out of control. I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember.
I know. It can probably go... I haven't done this yet, but it could probably go to the point where if you keep... Like, if you get everything from one tier of it, like... You can move on to another one and suddenly start using two-handed weapons or shields or something. Mm-hmm. And
what are you guys on? Those.
On Skyrim? I have no clue.
I don't even remember.
It's somewhere between 30 something.
20 and 50.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Guild Wars 2. I am a Silvari and Elementalist. And I like that there are so many subquests, like non-storyline quests that you can do, and it'll level you up a lot faster, and they're not super hard.
Awesome.
But then if you go to do another quest, like a part of the storyline or whatever, it alters your level based on the area you're in.
Oh,
so if you're level 8 and you go to do part of the story quest that you should have done at level 3, it alters your level back down to 3.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool, because then you, like, don't take a hit in XP or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like it a lot. I mean,
and it's a role-playing game?
Yeah.
Can you be female, male, elf, whatever? Yep.
The Silvari is the... I have two characters, and both of them are Silvari. They're, like, tree people.
Oh, cool.
And it's so beautiful. And they actually build these vistas that you can collect and... you get bonus XP for getting all of them in an area or something, but it basically is just a cutscene of the area around you, because it's the art is beautiful.
Okay, that'll be my next big game then.
Yeah, it's one of the
but I have 300 hours where you Skyrim to go.
It's one of the games where you pay for the game, and it's even though it's an MMO, you don't have to pay for a subscription. Like, you just pay
for
the game itself.
I like that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot. The Secret World, I may or may not have done that. I forget if that's the thing that I was supposed to remember.
I'm pretty sure they went, non-subscription.
Yeah, so you just buy the Secret World, and now you can play it forever. Which is great, because I already bought it. Mm-hmm. And I already gave them, $90 for a subscription? Good.
I'm interested in it. I don't need an MMO in my life, but it does sound really cool, and I kind of want to check it out.
It's really cool if you're into H.P. Lovecraft, which I am.
I'm not.
Me either.
Well,
but I like those kind of games.
Yeah, it's very science fiction-y fun.
I've been playing mostly stuff on my phone, so letterpress, except I've been mostly playing it with Kevin, who's super obnoxious to play with because he plays words like chokeberry.
What the fuck is a chokeberry?
Whatever quaffs.
Q-O-P-H-S.
That is an Egyptian something.
It's totally a word that you use in your everyday life, right?
It really is. Chokeberry.
I heard you guys. I couldn't hear your conversation that you were having at all until he went, whatever quaffs.
And I've been playing Linking Together, which is
what's Linking Together?
It's a game by Idle Minds, and Kevin's one of his oldest friends works there and made this game, and it's one of those like Bejeweled type situations where you're tracing lines through shapes that are a certain color.
It's like the Dungeon Raid.
Yeah, it's like Dungeon Raid, okay. Exactly. But you have, like, I guess there's, like, a battle mode, but you have to play battle mode through Facebook, so I haven't played it. And Kevin hasn't been super psyched about it. And
Tabbed
Simpson, tapped out, can't stop playing.
You guys and your tapping.
I know, you're so strong. The way you were like, you know what? I am done doing things that are senseless.
Well.
Or something. I'm paraphrasing.
I'm not actually very good at that, but I can get it up to delete a game off of my iPad.
You actually deleted it.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I have to delete it because if the icon's still there,
you'll play it.
Okay. I'm going to click on it.
And sometimes, like with Tiny Tower, sometimes I will reinstall it and then have to delete it again. Yeah.
I haven't played that yet.
Oh, man. Don't.
It's terrible.
Stay away.
Yeah.
I started playing this game called Sunny Seeds, which I don't really understand why it's called Sunny Seeds. Okay. It is basically it's like a parchment paper background type thing. And there are numbers, and you can remove numbers from the board by either pairing them together with the same number, like 9 and 9. Mm-hmm. It goes from 0 to 9, or the digits, and or you can do things that add up to, I think, 12. So you can do
9 and 3.
No, I guess it's 10, because you could do 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 6 and 4, et cetera, okay. Et cetera. And you can also, it's like a book where that you can create a pair from the last number in a line and the first number of the next line down.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up, down, back, forth, whatever, cross and up and down, whatever. I'm sick, okay? and it's really fun. And then there's an option, there's hints, and you can also add more numbers, but it only adds the numbers that are still on the board. So if you remove all of the eights from the board and you hit add more, no more eights will show up.
Huh.
So it kind of sucks if you end up with like an uneven amount of twos.
Right, because then
I have yet to beat a game of it, but it's super addicting. And it's one of those games that...
Sunny Seeds.
It's an iOS game. I don't know if it's available on anything else.
What do these numbers have to do with things being sunny?
I don't know. I have no idea where the name came from. And it's some of the instructions and stuff are in broken English, so it might mean something else in some other language.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You
there are a lot of
you make
missing,
it to last
there are
level.
A lot of missing plurals. So I don't know. It's really fun though. And I think it's impossible to win. But I could be wrong. I just might just be too stupid.
Speaking of weird things with weird writing, I found out that Jay Chastain, one of our Facebook users, Amy Horlbrook. Hello, Amy Horlbrook. Shout out. Told me that the Space Funeral, did you guys ever play Space Funeral?
No.
It's a weird ass game. It's like an RPG I think he did in some, I can't remember if it was Game Maker or RPG Maker, but yeah. Some soft, and there's like really weird writing, and there's a leg horse.
What
is a leg horse?
I think it's a horse made out of legs.
What?
Yeah. So it's this guy, and he's really weird, and he makes really weird games, and I found out that he made way more of them than I ever thought. So I played a few minutes of Goblet Grotto, which is where you're walking around this world and there are all these goblets and you want to get all these goblets and you've got a little frog and it communicates with you in terms of symbols.
And what are you? Are you a goblet?
I think you're a person.
Okay.
Yeah. And you walk around and stuff tries to kill you and I fell off the world.
Like goblets? You fell off
the goblets? Don't try to kill you. You pick up a goblet and you're like, goblets, goblets. That's the noise you make when you pick up a goblet. And I fell off the world, and there were all these dogs and civic. I took their meat because you can get meat, and Civic's dog was like, oh, well, that's all our meat. I guess we're all going to starve and die now. Like,
what the fuck?
I'm sorry, Civic's dog.
Civic's dog?
Yep. But it's...
Can you give it back? Can you give the meat back?
I don't think that you can.
That's fucking terrible.
There's like a learning curve on this game, like similar to, at least for me, because I'm kind of bad with learning curves sometimes, similar to like a NetHack thing. So I pretty much have no idea how to play this game and not die for more than 5 minutes.
I've been having, don't make fun, but I've been having that problem with the Old Spice game.
I didn't that game is hard.
I didn't realize that the space so bar hard. Was a thing. Dikembo Mutombo. Yeah.
4.5 weeks to save the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
I
God.
I had a problem in the level where you're the Furby things. I forget what they're called.
I didn't even get there.
I didn't know you could jump.
That's and the that thing. It's not very
harder.
Clear the instructions.
Because
like
no
when
tutorial,
you're
tutorial, really.
When you're yeah. falling and you're supposed to save mm-hmm. the dancers or whatever, and there's like fast food yeah. joints falling.
Yeah, you're supposed to get them to vote by throwing mallets
yes!
at them.
And
yeah.
I didn't know about the throwing mallets, and so I was like trying to collect them by taking them into my arms,
oh,
and then I would just
and then
die.
You die.
But that opening video,
so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
My life is so much fuller than it was 12
did
hours
you,
right?
Did you get to the random part? I didn't actually get to this part, but I saw Kevin get to this part. He was in the middle of, I think, one of the last levels, and he was on a track.
I definitely didn't get there.
And all of a sudden, it just cuts off and starts singing about Hostess.
Yes.
And like, we'll miss you so much, Hostess.
Yes.
And then from that point on, the rest of the level, you're throwing Hostess cakes at all your enemies.
Yep.
Like, and not just Twinkies. You're throwing like the cupcake things and ho-hos and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
did you guys eat any Hostess after that?
No.
I thought
after
about-
After what?
The whole Hostess is going out of business, you guys. Let's freak out and buy all the Twinkies.
No, because
oh,
someone else is going to buy
that?
Up all those products yeah. and sell them anyway.
I thought about getting some snowballs because I kind of want to. I like snowballs.
Those things are so scary. They look radioactive.
They probably are.
Wow.
I just, the consistency yeah. of that weird marshmallow fluff
yeah.
stuff. I find it fascinating. And I want it in my face.
There's this place around the corner from us in Chicago that does a fried Twinkie that's filled with a banana
wow.
and covered in Mexican
yeah,
chocolate.
I saw you guys
sounds
eat that.
Really good.
It was.
I'm not into Twinkies, but that.
Me either, but it was. It was quite good.
You get a banana and some chocolate into anything, I'm there.
I don't know. That same restaurant made me actually like a creme brulee.
You didn't like a creme brulee?
I don't like creme brulee.
I don't like creme brulee
what?
Either.
I don't like
How
the consistency
am I in a room with two
of
people
it.
Who don't like creme brulee?
I like the top.
There's
I like the
to it.
I like the sugar.
There's
part at the top.
Dairy.
Yeah, and that's
and
it.
Sugar.
And it tastes gross.
It's just weird. It's like warm cream.
Yeah, it's weird.
How did this become my life?
I don't know. But I had one that had fresh fruit in it and it was delicious, so I ate it.
I had one.
Yeah, that one
face.
Was pretty good.
I had a pistachio flavored one from the creme brulee truck
Ooh.
Out of Scottsdale.
There's a truck that
There's
sells
a,
creme
yeah.
brulee.
Yeah.
Only in Scottsdale.
Yeah, Scottsdale.
I think it was going to come to KOLCon this
oh,
year.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, and the waitress told us it was like the creme brulee that you got, Emily, that
it was
like
some kind of chocolate.
It was like strawberry chocolate,
yeah.
and we got it, and it was like raspberry mint or
yeah.
something.
But it was still really good.
But it was. It was really good. Are we going to take a break?
I miss my soda.
Yeah,
I forgot to grab a beer.
All right,
so
yeah. let's
take
break.
A break.
Let's market it.
Market it. Hey, we're back, yo.
Woo!
True vulture. Did you enjoy that interlude?
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty beautiful. I have a beer now.
Mm. I am further hydrating myself.
Good.
I
That's
laughed.
Smart.
I cried.
I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I watched other people throw up in their... I guess I couldn't really see anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's why people need to be made out of clear plastic.
So you can watch them throw up into their own mouth.
That's my new sex fetish.
I don't know if that's a thing that I want.
No.
I think I would decide against that superpower.
Oh, I'm in Arizona. My arms are dry.
Oh,
I miss the desert.
Oh, that's so terrible. I never thought
I would say that.
I know, right?
Well, it's the people. I miss you people.
Oh.
My people are desert people. and by that I mean
we live in the desert.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I would classify myself as a desert.
But you
person.
Live in the desert.
No.
The desert,
you know what? But... You know what we are? We're all just people who haven't moved to San Francisco yet.
That's true.
That's true.
Is there an abbreviation for that?
Good. Now that we cleared that up.
And scene.
Okay, so we have some reader mail because people are actually reaching out into the ether and trying to touch our boobs now.
Oh.
Our ASCII boobs.
Oh. Oh.
Felgod wants to know if we would rather eat a horse-sized pie or pie-sized horse.
Yeah.
Horse-sized pie. Duh. Yeah.
Duh. Right,
moving
on.
That
is the dumbest question ever, Felgod. Oh.
Seriously.
There are dumber questions, Felgod.
Oh, but that does remind me of a question that we had yesterday or the day before, which is giant child or,
yes, or child giant. Is your mind blown? Is your mind blown?
Eight heads.
A child giant, because then you have time to teach him how to love and be gentle, and then you can ride on his shoulders.
Oh. Nice. We were trying to figure out if a giant child was the same thing as a child giant.
I don't think it is. I think a giant child is just a human child who has been enlarged by artificial means.
Steroids.
But he could be a giant child, like a giant child.
I guess so, but I feel like child giant
is more accurate.
Is the correct nomenclature.
Okay. Noted. What are your favorite games of the year?
Ooh, I'm going to get Frog Fractions. Done. Print it.
What's Frog Fractions?
Did you not play Frog Fractions?
Are you kidding me?
How can you be on this podcast and you didn't play Frog Fractions? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not like I don't have a full-time job and I live far away and I don't have...
You could play it on...
Thank you. I'm getting hugs.
The words.
What's Frog Fractions?
Frog Fractions is the best game
ever. Yeah, it's pretty much the best
game. It's...
Can you say more than that?
No.
It starts out, you are a frog.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to lick these bugs, and they turn into fractions.
Yep.
Are
and
you
from
serious?
There, from there, it turns into the best fucking game you will
Is
ever play.
Is it a flash?
Play.
Yep. A flash game?
It's I don't
one
know.
Of those. But you can play it on the onlines.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Java or QuickTime or something.
Okay, writing it down.
Yeah. I don't see you writing.
I'm writing it down. Frog Fraction.
On the air.
You didn't even make full writing motions with your hands in the air. I was like, finger. Yeah, I wrote it down.
We're right here. Jeez.
I'm writing it in my head.
Frog Fractions wins. Yes.
Yeah. I also enjoyed FTL and Fez.
Did not play either one of those.
Fez was okay. I was a little disappointed. I thought it was going to be more awesome, but I had several E.T. moments where I was just like, what the fuck? I can't figure out.
It was really built up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play Fez. I just haven't gotten around to it yet because the Xbox has not been turned on in a very long time.
Oh, no. So when you turn it on,
it's going to be like updates forever.
Rewriting the Magna Carta.
We decided that we were going to rebuild your hard drive from scratch.
Skyrim isn't from this year, is it?
No.
How about Puzzlecraft?
Puzzlecraft.
Puzzlecraft is probably from this year.
Yeah,
I played a lot of Puzzlecraft.
You did. I could not get into it. I downloaded it and started playing it, and could not really get into it.
I played it some.
It took me forever to like get things to the point where I was actually getting anywhere.
Yeah.
For each day that I was spending doing anything, and
yeah,
meh.
The dwindling resources made me nervous more than anything.
Like, yeah.
I felt like I was going out and spending resources to, like, farm, and maybe I wasn't being as optimal as I could be having spent those resources.
Yeah.
How about Bad Piggies?
Nope.
I didn't play Bad Piggies.
Oh, so awesome. You build these carts, and then you have to try to get these stars and things, and the piggies are on the cart, and it's way more fun than Angry Birds.
Yeah.
I think.
I was going to try it, and then I didn't. That's a great story. Wow.
I watched my boyfriend play it in the car while I was driving. A lot.
Wow.
Pretty much during the road trip, every time I asked Zach what was going on the internet, he was just like, bad piggies. Like a good, glad that you have this device in your hand that can do pretty much anything you want it to do, and you're playing bad piggies. Yeah, but apparently it's a very, very good game.
That's what you wanted it to do at that moment.
It's a very good game. So,
any more favorites from this year before we move on?
Frog Fractions.
You didn't mention that.
My game.
The interactive fiction game?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I did not play it either. Nobody ever sent me a link.
You were on the list.
What list?
You were on the email when she sent it out.
What? Was I?
Did I send out an email?
Yeah. There were tons of people on it. You were like, here's the latest.
I didn't receive such a thing.
Oh.
Maybe I'm making shit up, but...
Maybe it is an email address that I never use.
That's possible, yeah.
Because now that I have this super swanky iPhone, I don't really check the email addresses that I don't have linked to the iPhone. Mm. So...
What games are you guys looking forward to in 2013, wants to know Mr. Crack. Why are you laughing?
That was good English sentence make structure.
It did kind of sound like that, didn't it?
SimCity, the new SimCity.
Word Realms.
Yeah.
Yay, BioShock Word Infinite.
Name dropping of
news. I was reading that Guillermo del Toro has a game coming out called Insane or Insanity. That sounds pretty awesome. Mm. And the video game company that was going to put it out dropped it, and then somebody else picked it up, but he's not saying who.
Oh,
but somebody's thinking it's Valve, which reminds me, I have to fill out an application.
Yeah?
Valve is hiring a psychologist.
Oh my God, go work at Valve!
Yeah, so I'm going to apply. We'll see.
Yay. Where is Valve located?
Seattle.
So what? Nice. Seattle rules.
Yeah. No, it's like 9 months of non-sun.
Yeah,
so
but
what?
It's cool. They have
cloud.
Shots.
That is the word I was looking for. Cloud. Non-sun.
Non-sun.
Anywho.
Do you like the smell of fish? And pine trees.
I would
lavender,
totally.
There's a lot of lavender.
I would totally visit you in Seattle.
Dude,
because
nice.
Seattle Underground exists and I want to go
there. Seattle is beautiful, and especially during July and August, it's like sunny every day.
I was there in July and the weather was perfect.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
I wish it was like that all year round.
I also like overcast days, so, you know.
Overcast days never turn me on, but something about the clouds in her mixed.
Clouds in her mixed? Huh?
Raspberry beret? Anybody? Bueller?
Crickets.
Prince?
Aww. Prince!
Yes.
Thank you.
Raspberry beret.
That's a good song. That's a song that exists.
Yes, it does.
I'll just sit here liking creme brulee. It's okay.
You guys can speak to this. I can't. Since I started, says Florin, since I started playing The Binding of Isaac recently, what is your favorite power-up from that game?
Epic fetus. No question. That's a thing that you get where instead of shooting your tears, you move around a little, like,
A little
target.
Fetus.
No, like a little target.
No.
And then like a timer ticks down, and when the timer ticks down, a giant ass fucking bomb drops wherever the target is. Yeah. And it just kind of eradicates shit. That and anything that gives you flying are my favorite things to find, cuz flying just totally changes the...
I really have to play this game.
Yeah.
You guys are looking at me expectantly, but I still haven't played Binding of Isaac.
You haven't either?
No.
Oh, good. I thought that I was the only one.
No,
I've watched Zach play it enough that I could probably tell you like everything about it except the names of the various power-ups. but I know that they're things that are in the game.
Yeah.
Log from Blammo says, how does having two X chromosomes work? It seems almost like putting two D-pads on the same controller. Do you use one for movement and one for looking around, or what? Well, log from Blammo, actually, two X chromosomes is the default. So you're looking for, really, we should be asking, what the fuck is that Y for?
Yeah, what's wrong with you people?
All right.
What even is that?
Aside from E.T., Schlurp wants to know, and Pac-Man, which Atari 2600 cartridge was your greatest disappointment?
You can't.
No.
Melissa?
I can speak to that. So Ghostbusters was kind of a disappointment to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I can't really remember
it. Were you expecting it to be awesome like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, like the actual movie. I remember really enjoying like trying to kill Slimer, but then I was like, okay, now what? And the map wasn't very intuitive. Laser Blast was also kind of a snooze. But if you're not old enough to have been disappointed by an Atari 2600 cartridge, please explain to me how to Twitter my Facebook on my iPhone.
I am totally old enough. I just had a TI-99/4A instead of an Atari, which is also what Chris Moyer had, which is weird to me because we have the same car now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the same color.
And is weird. Is his window also broken? And did a cat also nest in the backseat?
He's a little more together than I am, so probably not. So the Ghostbusters game reminded me, have you guys played, do you remember playing any movie tie-in games that were not disappointing?
That were not disappointing?
Yeah, or that were disappointing. But I feel like, on the whole, they're mostly disappointing.
Yeah. I feel like it is also a matter of
Batman.
They start developing the game before the movie's been finished.
Yeah.
And that can screw things up.
I liked The Lion King on Sega Genesis.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That was a good game.
I really enjoyed that game.
I liked the Smurfs on ColecoVision.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. What was I going to say? What did I say before?
Oh.
Ghostbusters?
No, after that.
You said Laser Blast. And then
you said something about movie tie-ins.
There was something between that.
Yeah.
This was 5 seconds ago. This is so sad.
this is what Jenny and my conversations are always like. Or if we're trying to play Innovation, the card game, we're like, wait, did you go?
Yeah.
Wait.
Was that one? Did you go once?
Was that twice?
What did you do? What did I just do? Did I do something?
How long
have I had this out?
Yeah. Wait, what's that pile of cards to your right?
Oh, shit.
Anyhow, can you think of any other movie tie-in video games?
Aladdin.
Oh, I didn't play Aladdin. Was
Aladdin was like...
I could imagine the carpet flying carpet was...
It was great.
Good.
There were a couple of the levels that had the flying carpet in there, but I loved it so much. I wanted that game so badly that my sister and I broke into my mom's closet where she was hiding the Christmas presents, unwrapped the Aladdin, played it through completely, put it back in the box, put it back in the closet, and then tried to act surprised on Christmas.
You guys are awful.
I was really obsessed with video games, and I got one video game a year, so fuck you, I know it's in the house, I'm gonna play it.
Do you like Walking Dead? I haven't played that yet.
Yes, I really love it. I love Telltale to death. I love them so much.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
Do you want to have their collective baby?
I do, I really do. I had beers with a couple of them in San Francisco earlier this year, and I had no idea that they were who they were.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm just going to hang out with these dudes and drink some beers, and the people I'm here with are going to talk about video games with them, and I'm going to pipe up every so often and then go back to getting drunk, because that's what I do. and then I found out that, you know, they made Puzzle Agent and Puzzle Agent 2.
You love Puzzle Agent.
I fucking love Puzzle Agent so much. Like, I would have just girl bonered all over them had I known who they were. and the Walking Dead games, there are rumors, which I don't really keep up with game news very much, so I don't know if this has been confirmed or not yet, but there are rumors that because each of the five sections of the first story arc were called like episodes or something. Mm-hmm. And they said there are chapters, and then they said that there might be a second episode with more chapters and a whole new story arc. Wow. And I'm so excited. I cried at the end of The Walking Dead. The end of the fifth episode or whatever, I cried. I just bawled my fucking eyes out. I've never done that at any video game in my life.
I'll
and that game
it.
Was just, the writing was so well done. And
if they did another episode with more chapters, would that be like still based on the comics, or would they just be going off in their own direction?
The first thing had nothing to do with the comics.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was kind of glad, as much as I like the comics.
Yeah, what are
and,
they
like,
going to do? Are they going to set up a plot that you already know?
I don't.
That would be weird.
It would be really weird, considering how almost every decision you make has a direct effect on what happens to you in the game.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you choose to save this person or that person, or you choose to lie or tell the truth, or you choose to go here or go there, or you choose to stay where you are or go somewhere else, or trust this person or not. And it's just, oh my God, it's so fucking good.
If I could do that to the TV show, I would go to the first episode and kill fucking everybody because they're so annoying, except for maybe two.
Yeah. I watched the first season of the show, and I really liked it a lot, but
season two was so bad.
I never watched it. I never read the comic books.
You don't like zombies? What's wrong with you?
I don't like things that are depressing.
Yeah,
it's not depressing.
It's kind of depressing.
It's pretty
zombie
depressing.
Apocalypse isn't depressing.
Yeah, the comics are pretty gritty. Even though Michonne is always going to be my favorite character because she's just awesome. But yeah, I just Walking Dead video game. That is actually my favorite game of the year.
Nice.
All right.
Awesome.
It's five games, but it's one game.
Yeah.
And it's fucking great. As soon as I finished it, it was we were at a bar right before a show. Jenny, you were there, and I walked up to Zach and sat in the booth, and I was like, so I just finished The Walking Dead episode 5, and Zach was like, oh my God, and we just sat there like nerding out about it, like, did you do this or did you do that? What did you do here? What's going on there? Yeah. How did this work out? Who were your last people that you went into the last episode with? Because there's apparently like 8 different groups of people that you can end up with at the end, and there's an option of being totally by yourself at the end. So
yeah,
it's so fucking great. Oh my God,
I remember that conversation because while you were having it, I was like, "So, Jamin, tell me about a motorcycle. You work out?
Yeah, the beef.
Yeah, Jamin, what do we have in common? Help me here.
No carbs.
I have a lot of games to play. I'm writing them down.
Ooh.
See?
Yeah. Get Walking Dead. Play it. I need somebody else to geek out about it it's so good.
I don't know. I really don't like things that are sad.
It's so great.
Then you wouldn't like my life much.
Oh. Whoa!
I'm just kidding. My life is the opposite of sad.
You should go work for Valve. What kind of psychologist do they need?
Be
that kind of psychologist.
Okay. Learn it. Don't answer. Just be it.
Just get a book. Apparently all you need to do to become an expert in like anything is to buy a book at a discount bookstore.
Or write a book.
And read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
write
you
a book.
Are an expert.
Oh.
Segatron asks, if you could change the world you live in and make it over in the image of a popular type of gaming genre setting trope, what would you choose?
Boy, I got this one.
Go for it.
So you know how in like Pokemon, the entire world revolves around Pokemon?
Yeah.
And everyone you meet is like, oh, I'm not a Pokemon trainer myself. I just like sell them Pokeballs, or like I let them walk into my house whenever they want and use my computer because I just love Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
All I talk about is Pokemon and Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon. Not necessarily Pokemon, but like that kind of thing where the entire world just exists for this one very niche purpose, and you kind of just know your place in life, and it ties into everyone else's purpose in life.
Oh,
and
man.
I think that's called
really
God.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Some people might say that. So you could go to church and see if that works.
I could. Or I could just stay home and play Pokemon.
Yeah, that sounds
I would
better.
Rather do that.
Me
that
too.
It takes a lot less effort.
Yeah. How about you guys?
I have really bad luck with churches anyway. I keep hearing this question and I keep reading this question and I still, I can't really put it together what I'm supposed to be doing.
I have a silly one.
My brain hurts.
Ooh, I like a silly one.
It's just, you know how in a lot of RPG, RPGs, you can like fast track from one place to another and you just like put the cursor on the map and you say, I want to go there.
That's good.
That's really what I want to be able to do.
I want that too.
Especially like I could be in Chicago and then I could fast track to Mesa and we could do the podcast and we could fast track to London and we could hang out at the
And then we meet Emily's friends in France.
Yeah.
We all drink
I only have one friend who lives in France. And it's because.
You need to learn to count higher in French.
I know how to count to like 200 in French. Because I have issues. I sung head, shoulders, knees, and toes to her last night in French. She was so proud.
In French? You
yeah, I can.
What is it?
Oh, man.
Go for it. Tête et Paul, j'ai noué pied, j'ai noué pied. Tête et Paul, j'ai noué pied, et de yonner un boucher deux oreilles. Tête et Paul, j'ai noué pied.
Nice! Yay! You have to teach that to me so I can do it for my housemate when I get home.
Okay, do it. Mm. It's going to be fun.
He is French. He eats French dressing and French bread.
I like
French fries.
The most of French I remember are things that were songs.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because they're more memorable than...
Yeah.
Let's see.
Did you ever find out what the song Alouette was about in French class?
Yeah, we did.
It's about a dove that you're going to pluck.
Seriously?
Yes. And Alouette is a dove, and Je te plumerai is I'm going to pluck you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to pluck you, little dove. I'm going to pluck all these parts of your little dove body. It's a fucked up song.
I mean, most children's songs are fucked up if you think about them.
That's kind of true.
So, farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi ho the dairy-o, the farmer in the dell. The miller takes a wife. The miller takes
does
a wife.
Does the farmer take a wife?
Or the farmer.
I feel like the farmer
the cheese
take
stands
a wife
alone, you guys. The cheese stands alone.
What is up with that?
Did you guys ever read Robert Cormier books when you were a kid?
Did he write I Am the Cheese?
He did write I Am the Cheese.
I totally did then.
That
what
book
is
was
I Am the Cheese?
Up.
Yeah.
He wrote these really depressing books about kids with problems.
Psychological problems.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. And he wrote one that is I Am the Cheese. And like I think the last line of the book, spoiler alert, is the cheese stands alone.
And what is the book about?
I was this kid. Was he like alienated?
Yeah.
I read this so long ago.
I have it. I still have it.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into it.
I have it if you want to borrow it.
My
high school had sets of them for kids to read, but they cut it out of the curriculum. So there were all of these.
Huh.
And I was really close-knit with one of my AP English teachers. So he would give me books that were no longer being read as like side reading and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I Am the Cheese is one of the books he gave me. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Then I can look at it when we get home.
I mean, I think the cover fell off, but it's still good. I mean, it's like from the 70s.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. I've been carrying it around with me because it's a really fucking good book. But yeah, weird.
Yeah.
I totally thought that I was the only person who knew what that book was.
Nope. I read so many books as a kid. Did you read Paul Zindel?
What did he write?
The Pigman?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
That was sounds good. Creepy.
Oh,
it was good.
So
it was about a sweet guy and some kids and kind of a dick to him and then they feel bad.
Great story.
A lot of children's books are about like fucking up and feeling bad.
Yeah. It's teaching children to have a conscience.
Yeah.
Or that life sucks.
Maybe I do have an answer to this question. I don't know if this is actually following the tone of the question, but I just kind of want to live in the Fallout universe.
That follows the setting.
I really do. If I had
post-apocalyptic,
just post-apocalyptic of like a universe where the world kind of stopped going forward in pop culture terms. Like they still were listening to crazy 50s music and driving crazy 50s cars and things, all of that, but their robotics got really good, and their technology was, like, fantastic and way ahead of its time.
That's really cool, actually.
I would really fucking like to live in that time.
That is really cool. I don't think I would like the apocalypse part. I don't think I would like.
I do.
Every time you leave a town, everybody is trying to kill you before you can even have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
I kind of, and I like going to Trader Joe's.
Okay. Which I guess they didn't have back then. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. Like, after reading that Stephen King book about 1961 or whatever, where the guy can go back in time to, like, change events. I've been, like, obsessed with this idea of, like, what it would be like to go back and to the 50s and just sort of whatever, would colors be brighter? You know, like they are in TV.
Yeah. It's funny. I guess last night or the night before, or maybe even the night before that, I don't know. We were driving somewhere and Zach thought, Jenny said, oh, the 80s are coming back. And Zach's like, man, I wish the 50s would come back. I was like, yeah, except without the communism and segregation. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, and the misogyny. Yeah. And like,
I was surprised that he said, except the misogyny.
Yeah.
He said that?
Weird. Yeah. It was so weird. And he's like, I just want girls to wear dresses all the time. I guess that's pretty misogynistic.
Except without the misogyny. Yeah. Just if girls would stay home and wear dresses all the time.
We were also talking about whether it makes you not a nice guy to, were you there for that? To think that girls it is incumbent upon girls to shave their legs?
I was there. I was in the car for that. And when the question,
I wasn't.
He was saying, what he was saying was that it was about an OK, was it an OKCupid question? And by saying, I don't know.
Like guys who say in their profiles that they're a nice guy and they're sick of these girls who say they want to date nice guys and then they won't date them even though they're nice guys.
Ugh.
Because girls only really want to date assholes.
No, it's because you're a fucking creepy douchebag, okay? Yeah. It's not because you're a nice guy.
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
And then these same guys like answering the question, are girls obligated to shave their legs? With yes.
Wow. I have not shaved my legs in over a year.
Yeah. I think I shaved them for con.
I shaved mine for con last year. So it's been like 15 months. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like
hair, do you want to compare leg hair on
the
table?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's compare leg hair.
Was he saying that you shouldn't be or you should be?
See, I don't think we need to shave our legs.
Yeah. Was who saying what?
Was he saying they should be or shouldn't be? I thought there was some question of what that actually means to say yes to that question.
Oh, it was hard because we didn't know the responses.
Right, like
If it was just yes and no, or if there was like yes or like, well, it really depends.
In that voice.
Like, if you have really thin leg hair, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, my sister, the blonde, can get away with it.
Fucking blondes.
Man, I'm a brunette and I can get away with it. Look at my arms. Yeah, I don't even shave that shit. Like, there's hairs. They're just really small and thin. They're there.
Oh, man. I'm so a werewolf. Look at me.
Yeah, me too.
I knew a girl who got her forearms waxed.
Yeah.
And that just always struck me as being like,
she was a model. And I was like, you're a model.
You're a swimmer.
Well, that doesn't sound mean at all.
That is just so annoying. Like, I waxed my arms because I'm a model. Like, really? Did you just say that?
Yeah. This girl was no model. She was a vegetarian working at McDonald's, which was weird.
Wow.
Like, I worked with her at my first job, which was at McDonald's. And
that was where my first job was, on
sweet.
The highway. McDonald's on the highway.
Mine was, like, near my high school. I was 14, and I had to keep my GPA above 3.2 to continue working there.
Wow.
It's weird that you went to high school on a highway.
Wait, you could work at 14 in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you had to get a like work permit thing from your school. You had to keep your GPA at a certain level, and you could only work like 10 or 12 hours a week or something. But yeah, and I made 5.10 an hour. It was fantastic.
Wow. That was like a wage back in the day. That was when you could make that.
I think I made like $4.25 or something.
Yep. It's scary to think that I've been working for a decade and I'm only 24.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I've also been smoking for a decade and I'm only 24. So, you know. Thanks, McDonald's.
You're welcome.
What's next?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any more.
Are we out of questions?
On the other hand, So this is on the other hand from the if you could change the world you live in. On the other hand, if you like the world as it is, but would like to include something from a game as a daily aspect that would otherwise be impossible and practical, what would that be?
Mm. I want people to be my friend just because I give them like a feather or a tomato.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to kill people and then take gold from them. I'm just kidding.
I think I'm going to start giving you tomatoes so that you're my friend.
I had to correct that very quickly because of the national news. I realized right away that I was like, that's not something to be joking about.
I just
about.
Got really bad deja vu.
Oh.
I have never said that before.
I know. That's the weirdest part is that's something you would pretty much never say. But Jesus Christ, that was weird. It just kept going for like 30 seconds.
Oh, I hate that.
I'd probably have there be some sort of glitch system where you like you can randomly accidentally fall into a wall or like bust through
glitch
the floor.
The game you hated?
No, glitch like video game glitches.
Yeah.
Like shit goes wrong. Like
that would
like,
be awesome.
If you jump up on some stuff and you get to a place where you're not supposed to,
you just like fall into it.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Or you just like see the edge of the seated world or just something fucking cool. That would be great.
Yeah. That would be awesome. I would really like that.
I'm glad that the real world has such a high poly count.
Yeah. I'm glad that it was play tested pretty well before we got here.
I would like to jump and hit things with my head and have mushrooms come out.
All right. And then you get the mushrooms to get bigger.
Yeah.
I think if you
except just my boobs
mushrooms
would get bigger.
Ooh. There you go.
It's a curse, not a blessing.
It's all right. I'm making peace.
Man, you're the one that linked me to that comic about the bad things about having
the
big boobs.
Girl
busty girl problems.
Yeah.
It's fucking true.
Well,
every time my seatbelt digs into my neck because of my boobs, I think
fucking
about
that
comic.
Fucking hate that. Yeah. But it's nice. It's nice knowing that there are people who have the same problems.
Yeah. We should all start a support group.
Like a support group. Oh, I'm
nobody
totally
can see
my
you
boobs
shaking
at
your
Emily
boobs
right now.
I have
that's
a boner.
That's what makes it great. I'm gonna keep doing it.
Woo!
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 Melissa's on her phone.
Sorry. Well, it wasn't relevant. It wasn't a relevant discussion. No worries. Mm. What next?
I don't know. We have any questions left?
Nope.
Oh no. Shit!
Do we have any news?
Let's see.
News.
I can Google video games news.
This is kind of old, but the Old Republic went free to play.
Oh,
I actually did not know that.
I'm kind of happy and sad at the same time because my subscription ran out while I was traveling somewhere. I was out of town and didn't have a computer. And
was that
was
when
sad.
You were traveling for like 3 weeks?
No, it was, I think I was only gone for like a week, but if I had not waited until it expired to renew it, they would have given me some kind of a discount, and I was like, well, I think I'll just hold off, because they'll probably go free to play, because a lot of MMOs are, and then it totally went free to play, and it was great.
What happened?
National Rifle Association Vice President says violent video games like Mortal Kombat are partially to blame for last week's deadly shooting in Connecticut.
Well, yeah, that's what he's going to say because everybody's like, gun laws, Second Amendment.
That annoys the shit out of me, though.
Like Mortal Kombat. What?
Does he know it's not
this?
1993?
Yeah.
Did anybody give him that memo?
Yeah.
I am pretty sure he's still wearing jorts on the weekends, too. Mm. So,
would it
you know.
Be okay if we didn't talk about kids getting shot?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that, but
this was just on the video game news.
Yeah, no, that's
ridiculous. I will just say as a sweeping generalization that anytime somebody says that video games are the cause of something other than awesomeness and people being great, it's stupid.
I'm on the fence because I personally have addiction problems in general.
And okay.
Definitely, like, there have been periods in my life when I was playing so much, say, World of Warcraft, that it actually made me miserable.
Huh.
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know, not that video games themselves are bad, but saying that no one ever has problems with video games is maybe, like, disingenuous.
Yeah, and I mean, it's mostly just the people that blame violent acts on yeah. the existence of a video game that came out almost 20 years ago.
It's like he heard about a video game once. Yeah. Like he didn't even Google violent video games.
He couldn't have even said Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
Grand Theft Auto.
Mortal Kombat doesn't even have any fucking guns in it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what we needed to talk about. How lesbians love Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. That's apparently a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently my boyfriend is a lesbian also.
Yeah.
Because he used to smoke Winston's and he used to like Olive Garden. So I guess he used to be a lesbian.
But he doesn't like Olive Garden anymore.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. We've gone to Olive Garden once and that was with you, Jenny.
Oh, wow.
We went to the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
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 We did. Never ending breadsticks.
Jenny likes Olive Garden, but not Winston's, so she's bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Hmm.
It's true. I was the only bisexual on, like, a girls' weekend recently, and it was fine. I just felt like it was understood that if there was a situation in which somebody had to eat some pussy, that was going to be me.
Good. You know, that's...
Am I oversharing?
No. I was going to say something, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't say that on the thing that people listen to.
Mm.
Maybe I'll say it later.
People listen to this?
Shit.
Freaks me out, too, man. We have like a dozen followers on Twitter. It's fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
What's a Twitter? I'm kidding.
I'm going to Twitter your Facebook on my iPhone. Aww. What?
What?
What? So I guess you want to go play more Skyrim?
Kind of.
I kind of want to go play more Guild Wars.
Okay.
What should we do? What assignment should we have for our next?
Melissa needs to play Frog Fractions.
Everybody harass her into doing this. Yes.
I have Binding of Isaac, Frog Fractions, Guild Wars, and something else. But maybe the listeners can make some suggestions for us.
Yes.
Yes.
Send those suggestions to us.
Yes. You can email us at vgtaco@elftwat.com.
Yeah.
ELFTWAT.com. Or we totes have a Twitters. We are at Video Games Taco on the Twitters.
Not VG Taco. That's somebody even English.
Fuck them for not being English.
So it's video game.
Video games taco.
Okay. All one word. No underscores.
Yep. You can Facebook us. Are we? I think we might also be Video Games Taco on Facebook.
I don't know.
We're something.
You can, yeah. Our logo is in color now.
It is. I'm
Jenny
so
likes
proud.
The crayon
Look
tool
for
in
the
Microsoft
color.
Paint.
I fucking love the crayon tool on Microsoft Paint. I was worried because I colored it and I'm like, people are going to hate it. They're going to be like, I want the black and white one back. Why am I freaking out about this?
Yeah. It's your logo. It's like that time when I was all, the Besties podcast has the best theme song thing, opening song, and then they changed it. And I was like, yeah, it's still pretty good. I don't know why I was freaking out that they were going to change it.
Yeah. Did you listen to the second Fallout episode of Watch Out for Fireballs?
No.
They did an old ye olde timey version of their intro theme.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I need to listen to more Watch Out for Fireballs.
No.
Because them's cools bros.
Yarp.
Everybody's cools bros. What's up, podcasters of the universe?
What are you going to do in Skyrim, Melissa?
I don't know. I have a couple of missions that I'm working on.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were. I have to go see.
What is your focus on like battling?
I've got a lot of heavy armor and a lot of magic.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of destruction.
I like the destruction.
I like the conjuration.
Yeah, I'm gonna build that up as
conjuration
well.
Conjuration rules.
Yeah.
I love my flame Atronach.
Emily, did you get clairvoyance? Did you use that?
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin was giving Melissa shit about using it. I'm like, I
like clairvoyance.
Out of it.
Yeah. I don't use it so much, but
I get turned around so easily.
Yeah, it's handy when it's like, oh, you have to go find this guy. He's wandering around.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's a giant fucking mountain range there. How am I supposed to find this guy?
I'm collecting sap. That's what I'm doing.
Oh,
I'm taking the nettles bean.
Taking the nettle bean to the nettle bean. Elder gleam or something.
Yeah, I never get these words up. I kept accidentally making that stuff into other stuff.
Whoops.
I'm like, I need my alchemy skills up. Potions. I need the potions that I'm never going to use. I'm just going to stick them in a chest upstairs.
Yeah, right?
Really? You don't ever use your potions?
I actually did use potions more in Skyrim than I did for other things.
I use some of them. Fight. I feel like I use scrolls more than potions. But like I would make all these potions that were like, oh, you can be invisible for 15 seconds, but it's going to reduce your magicka by 15% for 2 hours. And I'm like, no, that's not worth it. Yeah. I'm just using this to build up the skill. Fuck you.
I just made a shit ton of like restore magic and restore health.
Yeah.
And regenerate.
Those are the handiest ones.
And, yeah. And I just kept doing that until I went up like 4 levels on alchemy.
I have like the potion. I have a bunch of potions of extreme stamina.
I don't feel like I ever use this stamina.
It's only for if you actually use weapons. Because I'm a conjurer and I use a one-handed weapon.
Yeah.
I use the one-handed weapon in my left hand.
That's what
mostly maces. Okay.
And enchanted?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
I got into bows a lot.
You pose a lot?
Bows.
I pose a lot for pictures. I'm a model. That's why I wax my arms.
Yeah, we were all pretty good models yesterday.
Oh, bows.
Yeah. We were great models yesterday. Zach had a horse mask on.
Yeah, and a Santa hat.
Kevin photobombed our picture, our couple's picture, and it was fun.
That was the best relationship discussion I've heard in a while, which is when you were saying, Zach, if you wear the horse mask, I would really appreciate it if you also wear the Santa mask.
And he was like, I will wear the horse mask if you tell me to wear the horse mask. And you were like, wear the horse mask.
And the Santa hat.
And the Santa hat.
And the Santa hat. That was awesome.
That lady was freaked out by us.
As
she was
well
like,
she
so, how do you guys
been.
Know each other? And we're like, oh, we're friends.
We just met at the meth lab.
I hit the mic.
And
calm down, just calm down.
Amazing.
Good.
Okay.
I don't know when this is gonna get posted, but it's like 3 days before Christmas. So merry freaking Christmas,
happy
dudes!
Happy holidays.
Yeah,
happy
holidays.
God bless us, everyone.
Magical Christmas. Christmas time.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Holly jolly.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year.
I don't know. There's no look about you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And in case you didn't something here.
Oh my golly.
Have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Wow, I'm way louder than you guys on that track. That's fucking ridiculous.
When are we doing Video Games Taco the musical?
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back in time. Maybe we'll record another episode tomorrow.
Maybe we'll never record another episode ever.
No, let's do all the episodes forever. Because the kids like it. The kids are like, hey,
kids are weird, man.
We like you. Stick around a while.
Okay, but you guys have to start sharing personal shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Not right now.
No, I have nothing right now. My mind just went
blank. It doesn't even have
blank.
To be good personal shit. It can be like, I like spaghetti.
I do like spaghetti.
Ooh. See, there's one.
Are we done?
I think we're done. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Have a fun time. Happy New Year. Stuff. Balls. Butts.
Boners.
See ya.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Yes, let's go.
Space team.
Space team.
Who has their volume on? We need to
turn
our shit way up now.
Okay.
Don't worry. This shit flies itself. Just follow the instructions. And remember to work together.
As a space team!
Woo!
Hehehehe
I still think we should start with this.
Activate fold dust.
Engage ecto foot.
Engage flex spur.
Activate ion jib.
Unbind gyro spoke.
Unbinded. Disable flux spur.
Engage N hinge.
Set roto led to two.
Octogel one.
Disable octo foot.
Enable flexo globe. Oh,
hyperspace.
Shit.
Hyperspace.
Sector two.
No anomalies detected. Captain.
Good. Fucking asteroids.
Right? Fuck that shit.
Prepare to receive instructions. Mm. Set J dryer to 3.
Prism spout 3.
Entangle quarks.
Heat ecto driver.
Huh?
Prism spout 3.
Engage
done.
Flex void.
Emit octonod.
Heat ecto driver.
Somebody engage the flex void.
Sorry.
Enable tau droid.
What is that?
Heat the ecto driver.
Set tau joint to 1.
Set
J dryer to 2.
Disk pad 2.
Done.
Disable flex void.
Set J dryer to 2.
J up 2. Okay.
Emit octo mode.
Turn
node.
On decor.
Oh yeah.
Woo. Hyperspace.
Woo. All right, sector 3, here we go. Okay.
No anomalies detected.
Thank you, Melissa Robot.
Prepare to receive instructions.
Oh god. Asteroid, everybody shake.
Increase, increase platonic neck to 1. What did
okay.
You say?
Set platonic neck to 1. Set super phaser to 3.
Okay, set retrograde to 3.
Set pump kilo feed.
Set super phaser to 0.
Okay, set proto arm to 3.
Done.
Platonic neck
asteroid,
to
asteroid, everybody shake.
Everybody shake.
Close flux pedal.
Closed.
Set
platonic
arc-
neck 2.
Okay, set arc shaft sonic to 3.
Done. Enable kilo hive.
Enabled arc cloud lever 6.
Set pan pendulum. Sector four.
I like that
asteroid
this is,
field ahead.
Fuck. I like that this is space alert without all the heart attack.
Right.
Prepare.
What's going on?
Heart attack.
My stuff is breaking. Everyone.
Mine too.
Make sandwiches.
Made. Set meta faucet to maximum.
Grease capricone.
Greased.
Catalyze reaction.
Asteroid. Everybody shake. Everybody shake.
Helium
flush. Everybody keep shaking for the asteroid.
Greased capricone.
Greased charged disc lever.
Okay, inject star drum.
Got it.
Set tau foot to 3.
Make sandwiches.
Done. Set hypnodome to 3.
Charged disc clever. That's me, sorry.
Tau foot 2.
Toe foot.
Set coding Nova Beacon to 1.
Asteroid, shit.
Shit, I just put it on 2. Shit.
Hyperspace.
Wow.
Woo.
Sector 5. All right. The personal best for me playing this with people is 7. So let's.
I made it up to like 9 or 10.
I made
shit.
It up to 9.
Shit.
Flat. Set rolling projector to 5.
Flap pedicanal.
Flapped.
Decrease analog wing to 2.
Decreased. Freeze auto fork.
Set X Mister to 1.
Set analog
asteroid
wing to 3.
Shit.
Asteroid!
Set vortex iota trunk to 2.
Okay, set analog wing to 0.
Okay, bulb radio 2.
Got it.
Engage bislicer.
Engage
set
bulb radio 3.
Set X-Meister to 2.
Set.
Set flip pedicanal.
Bulb radio 3, flipped.
Turn on hemispring.
Bulb
engage
radio
3. Engage bislicer.
Engaged.
Oh, it's already, okay, it's on 3. Increase G-mirror to 1.
Launch seismic war puffer.
Done.
Grip spout 3, oh.
Increase G-mirror to 1.
Sector 6.
No anomalies detected.
Oh, God. A lot of these have big names.
Engage prism socket.
Okay, turn on premium lens.
Engage 4 rockets.
Engage prism winch.
Dilate kilo coolant.
Loop cell 1.
Done. Engage 4 rockets.
Loop cell 3.
Somebody engage the laser simulator.
Loop cell 3.
Ignite it? I
yes,
can ignite
whatever
it.
Whatever it is, push it.
Disable 4 rockets.
Synth trap 2.
Done.
Yeah, do that.
Ignite laser simulator. Done.
Wash.
Synth trap 1.
Wash picosonic.
Done. Prepare macro drive.
Are you sure you washed? Oh, there it goes.
Synth trap 0.
Disable prism winch, that's me.
Set bijointed sheath to 1.
Ah, flip it. Yay!
Set by jointed sheath to one.
Okay, based M printer.
Small hopper four.
Asteroid, everybody shake, everybody shake.
Shake.
Safe.
Prepare macro hive.
Set by jointed sheath to three.
Oh, yeah.
Sector seven.
Wormhole nest ahead.
Aw, shit.
Is this where the goo comes out?
I've had goo come out already. Oh, shit.
Warping.
Turn on hybrid duct.
Okay, expel isometric intergrid. Oh, that's me too.
Lift dish three.
Asteroid, everybody shake.
Lift dish three.
Sorry. Okay. Set dark bearded slime to four.
Set. Wormhole flip.
Wormhole. Yay. Pump
set
wave.
Set proplane to maximum.
Pump wave bobbin.
Expel isometric intergrid.
Pumped. Set epsilon not to two.
Set.
Wipe disc visor.
Done.
Find ocular spring.
Fuck, where's that? Done. I can't read. There's goo everywhere. Shake. Set.
Wipe the goo. You can wipe the goo.
Set epsilon not to zero. I can wipe the...
Set epsilon not to one.
Set pressure auto nozzle to zero.
Set bind ocular spring.
Fuck.
Pump wave bobbin.
Pumped. Set pressure auto nozzle to two.
Disengage pico alert.
Disengaged. Expel isometric intergrid.
Okay. Activate quiet
check
module.
Check throbbing grid printer.
Okay.
Connect wave bobbin.
Activate quiet
done.
Module.
Set epsilon nut to zero.
Set decrease lift dish to zero.
Decrease dark bearded slime to zero.
Turn on pico alert.
Turning on check throbbing grid printer.
Okay, set proplane to two.
Check.
Ah,
two.
Ah,
set.
Keep shaking.
Yes. Sector eight.
Sector eight.
Slime containment malfunction. Why are we containing slime?
Because someone's got to.
Dun 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 dun.
Asteroid.
Normalized S-shoe two.
Guys, there's an asteroid.
Cycle servo array.
Okay, set kappa collar to one.
Setting.
Set normalized S-shoe to two.
Setting.
Cycle servo array.
No,
that's
me. Asteroid shake.
Enable quantum probe.
Extend L grabber.
Cycle servo array.
Okay.
Asteroid. Set turn off quantum probe.
Wormhole.
Wormhole. Shit, we got the wormhole.
Set servo. That's me.
Disengage.
Enable
shift
flip visor.
Gyro.
Oh, that's me.
Disengage shift gyro.
Got it.
Normalize S-shoe zero.
Okay.
Set dark propylate to full power.
Turn off flip visor.
Normalize S-shoe two.
Asteroid!
Enable quantum probe.
Asteroid!
Set depth conduit to one.
Extend L grabber. That's
done.
Me.
Set kappa collar to zero.
Set turn on shift gyro.
Okay.
Done.
Set.
Disengage it now.
Asteroid, everybody shake.
Set radiation shit to whatever.
Set servo puffer trellis to four.
Set pro support to
disengage
zero.
Disengage shift gyro.
Done.
Set pro support to one.
Normalize S shift
three.
Set servo puffer trellis to one.
Setting. Oh, yes.
Asteroid, everybody shake.
The asteroid got us.
Wormhole flip.
Save.
Set depth conduit to two.
Normalized S-shoe two.
Enable flip visor.
Set. Done. Set servo puffer trellis to three.
Setting.
Servo puffer trellis to maximum.
Normalized S-shoe one.
Set kappa collar to one.
Setting.
Set radiation jack to one.
Done.
Disengage shift gyro.
Holy shit.
That got hardcore.
That was really long.
Oh
no.
Oh fuck.
What happens now?
The pictures.
It's all symbols. Oh fuck.
Agitate base
lather the gearhead.
Lather. Set the thing.
Irritate gearhead.
That's like an expanse to a thing to three.
Set the planet to one.
Activate hemi fork.
Reverse
wormhole flip.
Weighing thing.
Wormhole flip. Is that me?
Irritate gearhead.
Set planet to zero.
Enable the lighthouse.
Planet set to zero. Wormhole.
Asteroid.
Flip.
Flip and shake.
Everybody flip.
Enable the lighthouse.
Lather headgear.
Okay. agitate base hemisonic. Oh, that's me.
Set planet to two.
Activate
done.
Hemifork.
Done. Set quadratic vort snorkel to 2.
Setting. Set wormhole. Wormhole flip.
Set back and forth to 3. Set fork to 2.
Wash the boat.
Deactivate hemi fork.
Set the planet to 1.
Done, hemi fork.
Wash the boat.
Set the
Wash
fork
the boat.
To 2.
Set planet to 1.
Oh. Done, planet 1.
Wash the boat! Somebody wash the
boat! I'm washing the boat! Oh, God!
Set back and forth to 1.
Increase the dropping water. Oh,
oh no!
Yay. You have been posthumously awarded a medal for your moxie.
I was awarded a medal for my dedication.
Yay. I had a medal for audacity.
Ooh.
What does that even mean?
Space I don't know. Team. Near death saves 3. Wow.
Mm.
Good job, y'all.
Yay.
We're a pretty good space team.
Go space team. Wash the boat.
Wash the boat.
Ready for the space team.
Yay.
Wow, it just keeps repeating.
Yeah, it really does.